Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later time, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you gather your prayer list and you make that phone call to come and hear this awesome word that God has said for the speaker of the hour this day. You tell them to come on and call in and get the word in them this day. Amen. So we're going to go before the throne because we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, we hold before you this day every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, Lord, every leader, Lord, Father, that are warring on behalf, Lord, Father, God of your people this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. We ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord. See that hedge of protection round about them, Lord. And we say no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, we're thanking you and just hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that it's nobody mad but the devil, but we come to serve him. Notice that this broadcast is covered under the blood, and no weapons that is formed against us today shall prosper. Father, we thank you, O God, for the word coming forth this day, Lord, Father, like a flaming fire. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the hearts, Lord, Father, that this word will touch this day, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, that will give their life to you this day, O God, just by hearing your word, Lord, Father, that you will prick their hearts this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you this day. So, Father, we know with all this that is going on right now, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void in the name of Jesus. For this broadcast is blood covered. Everyone listening and speaking on this broadcast is blood covered this day. And, Father, we raising up, Lord, Father God, teaching and preaching your word this day. So, Father, I thanking you and just glorifying you this day, O Lord. Father, I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Elder Diana Dungy, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, and I say no weapons, Lord, Father, that form against her, God, shall prosper. The word shall come forth, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, Father, as you decrease her, Lord, Father. You increase in her, Lord, Father. Father, you say if we open our mouth, Lord, Father, God, that you will speak through us, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you for using her this day, O God, to bring forth the word, Lord, Father. Oh, use her today in a mighty and a special way, O God. For, Father, we take your word not for granted, Lord, Father. We take not your man and woman of God for granted this day, O God. Father, I say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. So, Father, as you look upon prayer lists this day, O God, that is raised before you, O God. O God, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, you know what each and every one of them is in need of this day, O God. And we're thanking you right now for your will be done in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord Father, for bringing Pastor Bolin through his surgery, Lord. Put the blood of Jesus over him as we continue to speak healing, Lord Father, as he go through that process right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your supernatural strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching his immune system, Lord Father, building him up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for all those that war and intercede on his behalf this day, oh God. For, Father, when the enemy thought, Lord, Father, he had victory, we serve him notice and letting him know that we are victorious, that we are the head and not the tail, and we are above and not beneath, and that we are blood covered this day, for we know who we are and who we serve this day, oh God. So, Father, I come continually saying thank you. I glorify you and I magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, this message that is about to come forth has to be so powerful that the enemy is trying its best to stop. When it's the internet, I mean, the phone, but we know who God we serve, that there is no failing in him. There is no failing in him. And just, I thank each and every one of you that stayed on. Stayed on, and I'm trusting and praying that you all was touching, y'all was praying. Y'all was praying because the word is rich. The word is rich. The word is awesome. When all things fall away, that word that you know will stand, will stand. So trust in the God that you serve today. Trust in him today and know that no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper. You may get wounded. At times you may get wounded, but guess what? You serve an awesome God. You serve an awesome God. And know nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Decree it and declare it today who you are and who you serve and stand. And stand today. God is good. Let me read you the word for today and decrease for the sixth hour to come forth. Capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just giving him praise, because if you woke up this morning and you didn't even say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself but for others. Remember, no day is promised to us. Each and every day that you wake up is a gift, and take it not for granted. Look around you today. Just look around. Look at maybe one of your friends, someone that you know that is in the hospital, that have tubes down their throat. They have a machine that is breathing for them.
and you're out here and you're breathing freely. You have the use of your limbs. Think about those that, you know, doesn't have a hand, doesn't have an arm, you know, and you have all your limbs. You have all your senses. You're in your right mind. Thank God. Take nothing and no one for granted. Because we do not know when our time is up. We don't know. And for those of you that are listening to this broadcast, whether you're listening to it now, you're listening at a later date, I beg you, repent today and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior into your life. The safest place is in God today, not in the world, not in their promises, but in God. In God. See, to die in him is to reign with him. Can you imagine? You did not even think about accepting Christ in your life and you die? You go into a Christless grave. Is that what you want? Life is too short. Life is too short, people. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Let us begin to pray one for another. And if you see your brother and sister is in need, you see this. God laid upon your heart this day. Do not wait for them to come to you and ask you for help. If God laid on your heart to do so, go ahead. Be obedient and do what God, if he said, just go over and just sit with them. Go bring groceries for them. Or they need to go somewhere. Take them. Whatever God is telling you to do, be obedient, people. Be obedient. We as parents want our children to be obedient to us. And God, our Father, wants us to be obedient to him when he tells us to do something. But sometimes we will say, oh no, loose haired devil, this is not God talking, this is the devil talking. Know the voice. Know the voice today. I'm going to decrease and I'm going to bring to you the speaker of the hour. I've met her several years ago in person. Awesome woman of God. I call her my sister pastor. That's what I call her. Okay? She is an author. She's a publisher. She's a counselor. She's an elder at Turning Point Ministries. I, Sister Diane, call her my sister pastor, okay? Because from the time to talk with my apostle, which is the late apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, she called her pastor, and I stand by that. Pastor Diana Dungy, I bring forth to each and every one of you. Pastor Dungy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. I thank God for my beautiful sister, Minister Benjamin. I call her Minister Diane Benjamin. Always have, and I always will. I love her so much. I love her spirit. I love her genuineness. I thank God for her just being Diane. Amen. Thank God for her words of instruction and encouragement that she gave us today. And I ask God to continue to keep you, continue to cover you, continue to bless you from the north, south, east, and west. I pray that man will give unto your bosom in a good measure, all that you've given out, a thousandfold return, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank God that you continue to run this race, that you picked up the mantle that was bestowed upon you from our beautiful late apostle, and you're running with it just like she knew you would. She's imparted so much into you. I see her all in you. I hear her in you, and I just thank God that she just left so many beautiful nuggets and things within you, Diane. It's bittersweet to be on this line today. I just, every time I come on here, I can't help but think about how much and how precious Apostle was to me and how she introduced us and connected us. And so I just thank God. I thank God for this line today. And as we stand on the scripture in Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Amen. Such an awesome word of love and instruction the Lord left for us, and he's given us so many witnesses, especially in our late apostle, Bishop Porter, and now our sister Diane. Thank God. And I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this broadcast, all you beautiful, blessed, and standing people of God. I am Elder Diana Dungy, my sister, and apostles always call me pastor, and I have decided to receive that calling because my pastor, Apostle Dr. Cassandra Scott, has also placed that on me even this past Sunday. And I thank God for all of you, Bishop Porter, Pastor George, all of you who allowed me and even trust me to come forth today. Before I get started, I do want to give a big shout out to my pastor, the Ambassador, Apostle Dr. Cassandra Scott, Pastor Roscoe Hilliard of Turning Point Faith Ministries here in Missouri City, Texas, and the CSM prayer line that airs Monday through Friday. I ask God to bless each and every one of you for calling in and sacrificing your time to be with us this morning. But more than anything, hallelujah. I was definitely want to thank God for my three daughters, my 11 grand blessings, and my 8 great-grand blessings. God has really blessed me with a beautiful family. But more than anything or anyone else, I love and am so appreciative to our Heavenly Father who loved me so much. I know he loves you too, but right now I thank God for loving me so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, to die that I might live. Jesus is my big brother. I can call on him at any time. And he will send his cohort. Did you know he had a cohort? The Holy Spirit. And he just shows up and shows out on my behalf, no matter what. So today the Holy Spirit has put into my heart for me to speak to you concerning it is time to persevere, even in tough times. It is time to persevere, even in tough times. Amen. Persevere means to persist in a state, an enterprise, or undertaking in spite of counter influences, in spite of opposition, in spite of discouragement. It's an act of continuing to do something despite the difficulty or delay that's involved in the eventual success. I'm talking about how to persevere when the going gets tough. Amen. In 2 Timothy 3:1-9, Paul warned Timothy of the difficult. It's also translated terrible or tough times, and I know many of you know what I'm talking about. Terrible or tough times that will happen throughout our history. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure instead of God. They will be abusive, unforgiving, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. There will be many false teachers that's going to lead God's people astray. And just as Paul warned Timothy, Christ warned his disciples, and he's warning us today. Satan will plant tares among the wheat and yeast in the flour, it says in Matthew 13. And the church will be full of false believers and false doctrine. And if we open our eyes and use our spirit of discernment, we will see some of the things that the scripture has already warned us about. There are times in life when we will feel discouraged or defeated. Some of our lives may be torn up from the floor up right now. The blows of life may have knocked the wind out of you. The hopelessness and despair may consume your life for many months, and you wonder if you'll ever get back to feeling happy and safe. Hopelessness and despair may often consume your life. Some may even be wondering if they'll ever get back to feeling happy and safe. Some may wonder how to even get back up. There are points in life when persevering may even seem impossible, but on the other hand, it's extremely important that we do persevere. You know, the toughest part of the battle is in the middle. It's hard to have hope and to continue praying when you can't see and into the hardship you're facing. I understand that. How do you persevere in the midst of a marriage that's falling apart? How do you persevere when your health is declining? How do you persevere when you see your loved ones struggling? How do you continue to press on when there seems to be no end in sight to the pain and suffering? But scripture, God's promises, he offers us this encouragement in Hebrews 10:23. He said, let us hold on firmly to the hope that we profess. If we hold on to the hope that we profess, we can trust God to keep his promise. One promise that I really hold on to and is dear to me is when God says, beloved. He calls me his beloved. And he says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. As long as we keep our hand in God's hand, as long as we hold on firmly to the hope that we tell others about, as long as we trust God, we shall get through whatever it is that we're facing today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, whenever it comes, because it's going to come. But if we hold on firmly to God's hand, we can persevere. Persevere means more than simply holding on until the end. Excuse me. It means holding on firmly to Jesus while you're in the middle of your storm, and believing that he is ready and he's willing and he will help you. It means trusting him when nothing makes sense and refusing to let go no matter how hard it gets. No matter how dark the night, no matter how hard the wind blows, if you just hold up and believe that Jesus is going to come through for you, he will. Maybe you're feeling weary from this battle with COVID. Maybe there are other storms you've been weathering for a while. But I ask you today, don't give up. Hold on firmly to Jesus. And while you're in the middle, trust him. Tell you, I assure you, I admonish you that God can be trusted to keep his promises no matter how long it takes. Everything is in God's timing. And if you're wondering what perseverance means again, it's the act of a continuing to do something despite the difficulty or the delay that's involved in your success. Again, if you're wondering what perseverance means, it is the act of continuing to do something, to do something, to do something. Something despite the difficulty or the delays that is involved in your success. So that means that regardless of how long it takes, if you keep on showing up, if you keep on wearing the devil down, if you don't give up, if you don't lose hope, if you don't speak ill will against the situation, if you forgive, if you love, if you pray, if you meditate, if you just don't give up, even though it seems delayed, God said whatever is delayed is not denied. You will reach the point of success. You will reach the point of success. The only way for us to live our lives to the fullest is to learn how to have perseverance and deal with the challenges that life throws our way, because we're going to have challenges. The Lord already told us that in this life we shall have trials and tribulations. That's a no-brainer. So because we already know that, we already have to be prayed up, read the scriptures, have the promises of God down inside of us, so that when the challenges come, the word will come up inside of us and confront them challenges, just like when Jesus was up there fasting for 40 days and the enemy confronted him and tried to promise him things that already belonged to Jesus. And he told him, man shall live, not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God, in so many words. That's the same thing we have to tell the enemy. I don't care what you bring my way. I serve a God that's greater than you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We have to survive these curveballs and push through adversity, push through the pain, push through the feelings of hopelessness and despair. Those are part of the journey for us to learn about who we are. That's how you know who you are in God and who God is to you. There's no other way to learn how to be resilient, no other way to learn how to be courageous, no other way to learn how to be hopeful and optimistic about life and our future unless we go through things. And the key word is go through. We shall go through. When you are feeling discouraged and life seems tough, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't look back. Don't go back. This is a season for the spirit of perseverance to get back up, to get ahead. Perseverance. Going the distance, staying the course, even when it's tough. Learning how to persevere is an important state of mind in life and in your faith. Perseverance is the steady persistence on a course of action or purpose, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. And you're going to hear me keep saying and encouraging you on perseverance, what it is, how to be it, what to do it, how to do it, what God is saying about it. How do you persevere in faith? How do you persevere in faith? The way to walk out your faith is to stay on the path that God has designed for you. But how do I know what God has designed for me? It's in his word. Living in a relationship with God and loving others of the abundance of love that you have received from our Lord and Savior. In your relationship with God, there are no winners and no losers. You are all embraced equally to learn Christ more. One thing I would like to say about all of this is that God helps you to persevere even when it's tough through the Holy Spirit. Even though we know the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us, sometimes it still seems tough. And I tell you today, if it seems tough, evidently we're not giving it all totally over to the Lord to take care of. Perseverance is a virtue that the Bible often encourages during challenging times. And I want to share with you some biblical principles and passages that can help you persevere when the going gets tough. As the going gets tough, while the going is tough, in the middle of the tough going, prayer and seek God's strength. Pray and seek God's strength is one biblical principle that you can use. Turn to God in prayer and seek his strength through difficult times. Philippians 4:6-7 encourages us not to be anxious about anything, but to present our request to God with thanksgiving, and his peace will guard our hearts and minds. During the difficult times, pray. Lay your request at God's feet, and then thank him in advance for taking care of it. And as you start thanking God and praising him, a peace will come over you, a peace that surpasses all understanding. It will come over you. It will rule over you. It will abide upon you, give you peace in your heart and your mind, because you're thanking God in advance, because you're already seeing the end of the matter. You're already seeing your victory. Praying and seeking God's strength is one biblical principle that helps you persevere when going through some tough times. And another one, remember God's promises. Remind yourself of God's promises that I have found throughout the entire Bible. For example, Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. If God is with us, who can be against us? Another principle, trust in God's plan. Trust in God's plan. Proverbs 3:5-6 advises us that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but submit all our ways to him, that he will make our path straight. God will make the best out of a bad situation. He will make every crooked place straight if you trust in him with all your heart, not try to do things yourself. Submit everything to him and let him take care of it. Sit on your hands. Get in the passenger seat and let God take the wheel. Then he will make your path straight. Amen. Another principle, lean on faith. Hebrews 11 provides a list of individuals who have demonstrated great faith and perseverance in challenging circumstances. Reading about their examples can inspire you during difficult times. Amen. And then, endurance through trials. Endurance through trials. James 1:2-4 encourages us to consider your trials as an opportunity for growth and perseverance. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. If you endure through the trial, if you think it as an opportunity to grow, for your faith to grow, for you to become even closer to the Lord and know who he is and who he is to you, it will cause you to be greater. He will take you to higher heights and deeper depths in him. He will mature you, and at the end of the matter, provide for you where you will lack nothing. Another way that you can persevere through your trials and tribulations is to receive community and support. Someone that you can trust. Seek wise counsel. Galatians 6:2 encourages us that we bear one another's burdens, and Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 emphasizes the strength found in companionship. The word says one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000. For two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. He's already promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. And if he's in our midst, he's already seeing what's going on. He knew what was going to happen before we were formed in our mother's womb. So he already had the plan. He already had the solution worked out for us. He's just waiting for us to believe. He's waiting for us to come together as one. We're not an island by ourselves. God created us to lean on and need one another, to bear one another's burdens. Amen. And then another principle is to keep hope alive. Psalm 42:11 reminds us to put our hope in God during difficult times. It says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Paul is talking to himself, "Why so are you so downcast?" I'm asking you today, my sisters and brothers, why is your spirit so heavy? Why are you depressed? Why are you walking in fear and anxiety? When you should be putting your hope in God, you're putting your hope somewhere other than contrary to the will of God, and that's why you're so downcast. That's why you feel like you don't have any hope. That's why we have suicide and homicide in our society today, because people are putting their hope, their thoughts, their attention on the wrong thing and the wrong people. We have to put our hope in God. We have to praise him. We have to recognize him as our Savior. He saved us over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. He died that we might live and live a life of abundance. We already have the answer. The solution is already there, but we have to look out that window. We might be looking out the wrong window today. Turn around. Stop looking out that rearview mirror and look forward. Our Savior and our God is waiting to give you all and more that you can ever need or want or desire. And then he said, renew your strength in God. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. How awesome is that? That God will take the time out for those who love him and are called by his name, even the ones we're standing in the gap for. He will renew our strength. He will infuse us with his own strength. He will saturate us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet with his strength so that we can soar on wings like an eagle. Do you recognize an eagle when he's up in the air? His long wings are stretched out. All the feathers are just so beautiful and they're glistening. And he's rising up over the clouds. He's rising up over all the obstacles. Even when the wind blows, he knows how to go up above that to receive the peace that he needs so that he can soar. And then you see a runner on the racetrack. They're running, and they're not going to give up until they reach that finish line. And those that are walking, they walk in a rhythm so that they will not get tired, so that they will not faint. That is what the Lord is strengthening us for to do in this season, to persevere so that we can soar on wings like an eagle, so that we can run and not grow weary, so we can walk and not faint. And I decree that for each and every one of you today, that you will soar on wings like an eagle. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and you will not faint in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, gosh, I see my help coming on. I feel the strength of God all in this line today. Oh, Father God, we just praise you today for your strength, for your grace and your mercy. Oh, God is a good, good God, and he loves us so, so very much. Amen. And then another one, persevere with patience. With patience. Hebrews 12:1-2 encourages us to run the race. Let me slow down. Hebrews 12:1-2 encourages us to run the race set before us, with endurance, looking to Jesus as our ultimate example. Did you notice what this scripture said? That there are things that are going to be set before us. We are going to have trials and tribulations. That's just a no-brainer. But if we do it with endurance, if we do it with a mindset that this too shall pass, so let me go ahead and let Jesus take the wheel so I can get through this. The longer we fight with the thing and struggle trying to do it ourselves, the longer we're going to be in it. The longer we're going to have to run that race. But if we look to Jesus, if we think about all that he endured, if we think about the sacrifice he made for us, then the perseverance, the race won't be so long. It won't be so difficult. Jesus is our ultimate example. And lastly, remembering the eternal perspective, Corinthians 4:17-18 reminds us that our present troubles are temporary. Amen. I even remember my apostle, Dr. Cassandra Scott, preaching this same word 3 weeks ago at Turning Point Faith Ministries. Everything is temporary. Nothing in life will last except the word of God. So if we already know eventually it's going to end, it can encourage us to get through it more. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, again, it reminds us that our present troubles are temporary and the eternal glory far outweighs them. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen. We serve a God that we have never seen. We reverence a Jesus that we have never seen. We allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, and we've never seen him. But as we continue to believe in them, continue to trust them, continue to acknowledge them, continue to worship them, continue to fellowship with them, continue to fix our eyes on them, even though we can't see them. What we do see, what is actually happening in our lives, what we are feeling, what we are hearing, it will soon fade away, because what we don't see is much greater, much bigger, and far outweighs anything that we're going through now, because it's going to last forever. All the good things, no more crying, no more pain, no more sickness in heaven where we're going to be eternally. So how can we not go through this little bitty temporary stuff down here right now when we know eventually we're going to be having a happiness, a joy, a peace for the rest of eternal life? So if we apply these biblical principles, hold on here, if we apply them to our lives, if we apply remembering the eternal perspective, if we apply persevering with patience, renewing our strength in God, believing, standing on his word, if we apply all these principles I just shared with you and meditate on the scriptures, the passages, you can find strength and encouragement to persevere through tough times. Remember that God is always with you and will guide you through every challenge that you face. Every challenge, not just some of the challenges, not just the little challenges, but every challenge that you face, God is right there with you. And not only that, he has given you the Holy Spirit, who is your comforter, your leader, your guider, your counselor, whatever you need, God has already given it to you to be able to go through, to able to keep hope alive, to renew your strength, to give you endurance as you lean on him, as you trust in him, as you have faith in him. You can go through all of this and more. And not only can you go through, you're going to be that light. You're going to be that example to help somebody else go through. Many times I know there have been people that know you so very well. They know what you're going through. They see the hardship. They see the pain. They see the sicknesses. But yet you're still smiling. Yet you're still encouraging others. Yet you're still talking about the goodness of God. How in the world was Job ever able to minister life to other people when he lost his entire family except his wife? He lost his children. He lost his finances. He lost his farm, his cattle. He lost everything. Even his health was fading. But Job never, ever turned his back on God. He never accused God of doing this to him. He never got angry with God. Even when his wife told him to curse God and die, Job still held fast to the promises of God. He is an excellent example of how to persevere when going through tough times. And because of his perseverance, because he trusted God, because he did not turn his back on God, because he continued to praise and glorify God, God gave him more over and above what was lost. And the one thing I really like about the scripture of Job is that the enemy was walking around heaven seeking who he could devour. He wasn't even thinking about Job. And God said, "Have you noticed my servant Job?" The Lord had so much faith in Job, knew that Job was not going to turn his back on him. And the devil said, "Yeah, I could have got Job, but how can I mess with Job when you got your hands on him?" He said, "I bet you if you take your hands off of Job, that he'll turn his back on you, that he won't trust you, he won't live for you." But the Lord knew his son. He knew his son Job was a man of faith. He knew that Job would never denounce him. And so he took his hands off, and he allowed the devil to do everything, but because he already knew that Job was going to be a runner, that he was going to soar like an eagle, that he was going to walk and not faint. And Job did just that. And I decree today that each and every one of you under the sound of my voice is a Job, that you walk in the spirit of Job, that you recognize that God is your only true and living God, that he is the only one that you can run to, that you will have the strength, you will have the comfort, you will have the hope during difficult times, that you will constantly stay in the presence of God and receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and allow it to resonate in your spirit and increase your faith and your perseverance. Amen. Jesus reassures us of his presence and support in Matthew 28:20. He keeps on giving us scriptures. He keeps on giving us promises that we can stand on. He knows that we're going to falter, that we're going to faint sometimes. He knows that sometimes we're going to want to give up. He knows sometimes that we're going to even have fear. We're going to have anxiety. We're going to go through depression. He already knows that. So if you're going through things like that today, don't beat yourself up. Just pick yourself up. Just know that God is well able to do over and above anything you can ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Said if you call on him, that he will answer you. And not only will he answer you, but he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. That's the kind of God we serve. And he says in Matthew 28:20, he says, and surely, surely, that means you don't have to doubt, you don't have to wonder, you don't have to be confused. Surely I am with you always, even into the very end of the age. The very end when you take your last breath, he's with you. When you open your eyes in the eternity, he is with you. This verse signifies that you are never alone and that God's presence will extend beyond the immediate challenges that you will ever face, the challenges you're facing now, the challenges you're going to face, the challenges you have already faced. God's presence is right there. And this concept of God's unwavering presence and guidance, pray, will give you the hope and assurance you need to go through. I pray that it inspires you to persevere through trials and challenges with faith and with courage. I pray that it encourages you to turn to your faith in times of difficulty, that you will seek his guidance, seek his strength, seek his wisdom, so that you'll be resilient, so that you will have a sense of purpose, so that you will know that no matter what obstacles may come your way, God's love and support are ever present, always there, never leaving you, never. He said he will never put you to shame, never, ever put you to shame. Isn't it amazing that God loves us so much? We who are nothing, we can't even breathe on our own. We can't even think on our own. If it wasn't for the goodness of God and he giving his son Jesus to die that we might live, where would we be? Where would we be today? Where would you be? Where would you be without the help of the Holy Spirit? Think about that. We can't depend on man to do everything for us. One thing I always say, run to the throne instead of the phone. If we run to Jesus instead of wasting all that time trying to figure things out ourselves, trying to get somebody else to fix, well, we just get so tired, worn out, frustrated. Oh, wasting so much time. But all we got to do is go to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Lord, this is too big for me. But I know it's not too big for you. Father, today I can't do it anymore, Lord. I'm tired. This has happened. That has happened. This person is doing this. This person that. Father, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. The doctor said this. My child that ran off. My loved ones on drugs and alcohol. Oh, I just don't know what to do. And when you get to the end of your rope, they say tie a rope. Tie a knot and hang on. But the knot is standing on the word of God. You got to go back to his word. You got to read his promises. Get in that Bible. Start reading the promises. Google whatever is going on in your life. Scriptures, how do I deal with lack? Google, how do I cope when my child has rebelled against me? Lord, I need a prayer about what to do when I don't know what to do. We already know God is our way maker. He's our miracle worker. He's that light in the darkness. He's that hope when we don't have any hope. We need him in this season like we have never needed him before. Our world is going to hell in the handbasket. But if we don't tune our ears to God's lips and hear his voice and cancel out any other voices, we're not going to be able to persevere if we don't stand on the word of God. We're not going to be able to persevere if we don't fast and pray. Sometimes fasting is the only way that we can get a breakthrough. We have to turn our plates over sometimes. Forget about the fried chicken that I love so well and the fried pork chops. You know, with our ministry, with our apostle, Dr. Cassandra Scott, in August 1st through the 14th, we're getting ready to go on a all-water and vegetable fast so we can believe God for breakthroughs in our lives. And I invite you to come along with us. August 1st through the 14th, water and vegetables, praying a breakthrough prayer, 12 midnight, 3 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 o'clock p.m., 6 o'clock p.m., 9 p.m., 12 midnight again, in a cycle, 14 days. And I know in that time, even before the 14 days is up, I know I'm going to see some breakthrough. I know God is going to break through some situations and obstacles that have been hindering my life. I'm already knowing and believing and receiving it right now before it even happens. And I admonish you to do the same thing. Persevere. Keep showing up. My late Bishop Washington used to tell me, Diane, I know that you tired. I know that things have been happening in your life over and over. But she told me, but keep showing up. Keep showing up and wear that devil down. And I admonish you today. Keep showing up. Keep showing up and wear that devil down. Persevere. Soar like wings of an eagle. Don't give up. Don't give up. God is still in the miracle working business. He is your way maker. He's a God that cannot lie. What he's promised you, the prophecies that you've received, the dreams that you've had, they're still coming through. It may not seem like it. It may have been years and years since God gave you a promise. But eventually it's going to happen. And I know that if you continue to praise him, he said you can even remind him. He said, call me at my word and see, won't I do it? You ever had to remind a friend or a parent about something that they told you they were going to do? I know sometimes you don't like to remind people because you feel that if they told you they were going to do it, then they should remember. But sometimes people do forget. But our God, he doesn't forget. But he still doesn't mind you bringing his word back to him. Then he knows that you trust him. Then he knows that you were listening. Then he knows that you believe that it can happen because you brought it back to him. It might even escalate the situation a little bit, you know, because we already know if we complain and grumble and murmur, we're going to stay in the state that we're in, and it even seem like it's worse. But if we praise him, he's going to raise us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. That's persevering, praising him in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of the obstacles, in the midst of it, praising him, worshiping him, serving him, sharing his word to others, being that light, smiling when you feel like crying. Ha, shede-de-ka-shanda. Oh, I just praise God for today. Today, today. The day is not like any other day. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what man says it to be, no matter what we even may perceive it to be, I decree that you shall rejoice. You shall have peace. You shall be glad in it. Amen. And I pray, dear God, as we face challenges ahead of us, we ask you, Father, for your strength and your guidance to help us persevere. Father, give your people the courage to keep going when the road ahead seems long and difficult. Help them, Lord God, to focus on the goal that they're trying to achieve and to stay motivated even when obstacles arise. Give them the patience and resilience they need to overcome any setbacks they may encounter. And, Lord, surround them. Surround them with supportive friends and family who will encourage them and lift them up when they feel discouraged. Remind them, Father, to always of your presence in their life, offering them hope, offering them comfort. Oh, Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for each and every one on this line today. We thank you, Lord God, for Minister Benjamin. Thank you, Lord God, for Bishop Porter. Thank you for Pastor George. Thank you for the Logion Ministries. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every word and impartation that we have received from our late Apostle Porter and how it even resounds within our hearts and our minds and our spirits even this day. Father, I ask you to sustain those that are sick, those that are broken, those without hope, those that are depressed. Sustain them, Father. Sustain Pastor Arthur Williams. Sustain Dr. Adrian Rowe. Sustain, Lord God, Monica Boney. Sustain my daughter, Yamile, Felicia, Nadine, as they go through situations. Oh, Father, sustain our bishops, our pastors, our leaders, our sisters, our brothers. Sustain them all over this world who are going through life's ups and downs, whether it be mentally, physically, psychologically, biologically, physiologically, relationally, financially, Lord God. Sustain them. Give them the perseverance. Give them the strength. Give them the know-how. Give them the want-to. Give them the desire, Lord God, to go through. And that is it, the key word, that we shall go through. We shall go over and above. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises, which are yes, and our response to them, which is amen. Oh, Lord God, we just glorify your name today. We honor you for your promises. We thank you that you sit high, but you look low, and your eyes and ears are open and attentive to the prayers and the petitions of your people. Father, we pray for all 194 nations. We pray for the 50 states of the USA. We pray, Lord God, for this broadcast, that it will continue to go forth to men to restore and put back anything the enemy is trying to take away from your people. Father, thank you for Minister Diane. I pray abundance of blessings over her. I pray that her most earnest desire, Lord God, be come forth in this year, Lord God, not next year, Lord God, but this year, that you will open up any chains, any windows, any doors that the enemy has shut, Lord God. Open them up, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that any doors, any windows that need to be shut, Lord God, shut them and lock them, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I ask you, the Lord God, to change or move anything contrary to your will for her life. Father, I praise you right now that you will bless her, reward her. You said you reward the faithful, and this woman of God has been faithful, 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 even when she didn't want to, even when she didn't want to leave this line. Even when Apostle was alive, she didn't want to be the one having to come up and say things, but Apostle pushed her. And I thank God for that push. I thank you, Lord God, for that push that has pushed her into where she is today. I thank you, Lord God, for her next. I praise you, Father God, for what you're doing in her, around her, through her. Father, continue to let your love abound on her. Let your presence always be felt. Let her soar like wings on the eagle, Lord God. Let her run and not faint. Oh, Father God, I praise you, Lord God, right now. I praise you, Lord God, that men will give unto her bosom in a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, Lord God, even today, I pray that many will be grateful, Lord God, for her taking the stand, for her persevering, and they will bless her today. Bless her over and beyond, Lord God, comprehension. Lord God, I'm calling in blessings for Minister Diane from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That man will just walk up to her, put money in her hand, finding money, that she will open up her mailbox. There'll be a check in the mail. Father, I'm calling in the blessings right now for my sister, and I give you all the praise, Lord God, and all the glory for what you've already done for her, what you're doing for her right now, and for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord God, for all those that are supporting her. Thank you, Lord God, for all those that come on this broadcast and bring forth a word, Bishop, pastor, all those, the prayer warriors, the intercessors. Oh, Father, I thank you for even the listeners. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for multiple blessings going out for all of your people. Father, I thank you for the perseverance. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We just thank you for being God all by yourself, because there's nobody like you, nobody like King Jesus. Oh, I can't thank you enough, Lord God. And I praise you for the opportunity to represent you on this line today. And with that, I turn it back over to this beautiful, illustrious, loving, beautiful sister of mine, Minister Diane Benjamin. God bless you and thank you again for allowing me the opportunity.
Praise the Lord. Praise the word. I just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from my sister, Pastor Diana Dungey. And Heavenly Father, as she prayed, as she gave your word this day, oh God, I plead the blood of Jesus over her continually, Lord Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over the word that just came forth this day, oh God. Heavenly Father, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now, Lord Father. Father, for she stand, Lord Father God, upon your word, Lord, and she didn't mind giving forth your word this day that you have given her. So, Father, bless her, oh God, immensely, Lord Father, as she continue to help and bless others as well, Lord. Father, see, Lord, Father God, the blood covering. See, Lord, Father, the hedge of protection round about her this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I just thank God. Again, this awesome woman of God, I called her yesterday and asked her if she could have come and do the broadcast for me. And, you know, I know she wasn't feeling good. She didn't want to tell me, but I know she wasn't feeling good. But you know what? She persevered, and she brought forth the word. How much of us today can do that, no matter what it is that you're going through, can still press forward and bring the word? Go where God tells you to go. See, our problem today, when it comes to God's business, we don't want to persevere. We don't want to. We have excuses. But if that job call us, we're right there. We are Johnny on the spot, right there for them. But if God tell you to go this place, you're going to find every excuse in the book not to go. And I'm trusting that you all received the word that came for today. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. If you have not clicked like and follow, go ahead and do so at that time. And go ahead and click on the link for the broadcast and enjoy the broadcast. Pastor Dungey, can you go ahead and give your information about your books and how they can get your books as well, and also where your ministry is at, and if they're in that area, that they can also do that. And, yes, you do have a broadcast also on Blog Talk Radio. So also give that information as well. Okay, Pastor Dungey, I turn it back to your hands.
Amen. Thank you so much, sis. Amen. I am a member and elder at Turning Point Faith Ministries in Missouri City, Texas. The address is 7900 West Fuquay, F-U-Q-U-A, and that's in Missouri City, Texas, 77498. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., You can also find us on Turning Point Faith Ministries on Facebook and be able to receive the ministry at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I have a broadcast, Faith is No Accident, Blog Talk Radio broadcast, which the late Apostle Porter, kind of pushed me into, you know, this woman of God. She knows. She just had a spirit of discernment. She knows your gifts, and she knows how to bring them out. But anyway, so she encouraged me to start my own broadcast after being on her as a guest several times. And so that we meet every Thursday at 11 a.m., and the Holy Spirit just encouraged me through my pastor, Apostle Dr. Cassandra Scott, to increase my broadcast. So starting the month of August, we will be having the broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m., and you can call in to 516-387-1609. We have so many different guests that come on, and Mr. Diane is always be a part as well, and I love her for her support. So that's every Tuesday and Thursday beginning August. Right now it's every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that number is 516-387-1609. I have also written 8 books of my own, and I'm on book number 9 and 10. I have on the horizon 4 volumes, Faith is No Accident, where I share different stories of my life where God has saved me from death 3 times, been pronounced dead, and been in the hospital every year since the age of 13. So have a lot to share, and how God has brought me through each one through prayers of my mother. And also the month of August on Thursday, I will be doing storytelling time where I will be sharing excerpts from my book. So you can also hear about them on there. They're also located on Amazon, or you can inbox me on my Faith is No Accident Facebook page, and I can personally get the books to you. Also in the month of August, I will be teaching a class, So You Want to Write a Book. So I'll be teaching others how they can write their own book. It's going to be a 5-day class. There'll be every Thursday on the month of August from 6 to 9. I'll be teaching the class for a cost of $299 for the entire class. Plus you get the free book, So You Want to Write a Book, to go with the class as well. And I believe that's about it for right now. Minister Diane?
I was just saying, for right now. So 2 days now, we're having the broadcast. Okay, I have to register that one, okay?
Yeah, I got to be like you.
I tell you, I just thank God for you. For the listeners that are listening live, if you have enjoyed this broadcast and would like to encourage the woman of God, all you have to do is press the number 1. For those of you that are listening on another device, the calling number is 347-857-3925. Know that it is time to talk about it. You may be in need of prayer right now. Go ahead, call in, press that number 1, and ask for prayer. Amen. God is good. He has been good to all of us. When we look back over our life and see where we are today, we can say it was nobody but God that brought us this far. Not we ourselves, but God. And again, Pastor Dungy, I love you. You are my sister, Pastor. And, you know, we will link soon. I will be calling you and say, hey, time for a visit. So
yes,
I
can't wait.
I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of our listeners.
Amen.
I tell you, where would we be without you all? We thank you all for receiving the word each and every time the word comes forth. Sometimes this is the only way that you get the word, by listening to one of these broadcasts. not just my broadcast. It's not just Pastor Dungy broadcast. There's other broadcasts out there. No one person have one word. And just know, just ask God for that spirit of discernment. It's time for us to guard our ear gates. Let us not have itchy ears. Ask God for the spirit of discernment today. And if you're under a true man and woman of God that stands on that word, preach and teach that word, give warning, give word of preparation, instruction, you are to hold your leader in prayer. The word said we are to pray for our leaders. Pray. Take it not for granted this day, because they're warring and they're interceding on our behalf. Can we war and intercede on their behalf? Can we ask God to keep the hedge of protection round about them? Can we ask God to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them? Because those that are warring, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the watchmen, let me tell you something. When they go to war, they go to war. And it's spiritual. It's not natural. It's a spiritual fight. And sometimes, you know, they get weary. You get battle fatigue. And that's why it's good when we pray for our leaders, we pray for others, because your prayers strengthen them, your prayers cover them. Take prayer not for granted. Take prayer not for granted. And for those of you that don't have a prayer life, it's time now to develop that prayer life. I remember when I started, and they say, oh, you can pray for 5 minutes. And I was praying, and I thought I prayed for 5 minutes. It wasn't even 5 minutes. And I thought I was praying a long time. Now they tell me I prayed a long time. I don't pray just to pray. I pray, I intercede on others' behalf, because what I pray, I believe God. I believe God is doing it, because it says, call those things that are not as though they are. And prayer is a conversation with God. That's what it is. Conversation between you and God, just like we're having conversation here. So be mindful of one another today. Be your brothers and sisters keepers, and take nothing and no one for granted. Before you leave your home, before your children leave home, pray over them, hug them, tell them that you love them. There is no guarantee, none. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a caller. You're alive. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Dungy is Bishop Porter. I just thank God, amen, for the word of God. I just thought I'd call and surprise you. Man, I was just listening. I tell you, it's good to persevere. You know, I tell you, that was an on-time word today, you know. We all need that, and we go through from time to time. But, you know, I just stopped by to tell you, I thank God that he always bring us out to bring us in to something better. Oh, he don't have to stop nothing that we're going through. He give us the strength to go through it. And as you was ministering, the Lord laid this on my heart in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Oh, if we keep our eyes, as you just said, on our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, everything will be all right. Oh, yes, and I'm like you now. That's what I dwell on, is God's promises, you know, and I stand fast on that. And we can forget about those things that are behind and press towards that prize, that mark of high calling, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's very good to hear you again. Praise God. Man, you know, the Lord have brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. and his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. Man, you sound strong. Praise God. And I would continue to be praying for you. Amen. And for Minister. Amen. Diane, man, you ain't the only one saw it. Amen. I told her too. Praise God. Amen. It's time now. Amen. To accept. Amen. Her calling, because she already doing it anyway. Amen. And I just thank God for her. Thank God for her husband. I just thank God for all that the Lord is doing in y'all lives. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be, you know? So it's a blessing to know that we serve a supernatural God. We serve a God that is awesome, and he can do anything and all things but fail. So God bless you, Pastor Benji. Man, continue, amen, to go forward, amen, and teach and teach the gospel, because the Lord is with you wherever you go. And remember, he said, every ground that your feet tread upon, you shall possess it. Could everything your hand touch, you continue to prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. Oh, praise God. And Minister Diane, God bless you. Amen. And keep looking up. Amen. The Lord, amen, your latter year is going to be greater than your beginning. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop. It's so good to hear what I got to say. I'm just tears. I got tears of joy, Bishop, just hearing your voice. I thank God for you. You've been such an awesome, awesome part of my life as well. I just thank God for you. I just love when I hear you speaking. Always encouraging, always encouraging. I just ask God to just continue to keep you and bless you. And, you just don't know. I love you, Bishop.
I know. All of us here on the all of us Apostle, Pastor Sharon, you know, hey, we miss you.
Yeah.
And yes,
we
are carrying on still.
Yeah.
I just say I think, and Bishop Porter is another one, you know, I call him when I ask him about the broadcast, you know, what day, and he's like, you know, just call me whenever. So, you know, since he said just call him, I give him 2 days. So he got the first and third, every third Thursday of the month. Don't tell me, you know, oh, no, come on. I have no problem. Come on, right, you know, bring the word. And I just thank each and every person that comes on and bring the word. I take you all not for granted. I glean from the word. And I just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for our continual listeners and our new listeners. I want to say thank you. I appreciate you all. Don't forget, join us tomorrow, every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have missed the broadcast from the beginning. Again, go ahead, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and go ahead and click like and follow. Click on the link. Drop a comment under the broadcast and tell us how we're doing, what you got from the broadcast. Amen. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.
Happening. I stopped looking at back then.
When I let go.
I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be all right, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God. Let him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.